Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. So let's just get started with this, talking about the recent City Council meeting Tuesday evening. Public hearing started off about a zoning ordinance. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so this is a planned unit development proposal for the property on the east side of 28th Street, just south of the apartment buildings that are being built. I believe the developer wants to put in about 34 lots, primarily for single-family homes, but they might do a couple of duplexes as well for owner occupancy. So a great project, kind of a different project than what we've probably seen here in Perry for a while. It'll have some smaller lot sizes, but still good-sized homes on smaller lots, really looking to be able to market those towards, you know, those younger families that don't necessarily want a lot of yard work, or the retirees and empty nesters that maybe want to downsize and cut back on the yard work. So really looking forward to seeing that project get going, and from what I understand, they would like to be able to start building a couple of houses yet this year. So hopefully we can get all these steps through and help them get their project going.
And so what is the next step? There's a public hearing held Tuesday. What's the move from here?
Yep. So we had the public hearing, and then we also had the first reading of the zoning ordinance change, which changes the zoning from multifamily to this planned unit development that allows a little bit more flexibility, but can have that single family housing on it. So that's kind of the process we're going through now. We've done the first reading of that ordinance change, and we'll have two more readings of that change coming through. So hopefully in the next month or so here, we can get that done, and then that developer can be off and running with their homes and their project.
And then another update from the recently formed firework committee. I talked to Chief Vaughn last week, had him on the program. Can you give me the latest update and how their presentation went to Tuesday night?
Sure. So couple of the things that they're looking at is, first of all, limiting where vendors can sell fireworks. So maybe it's not quite so convenient when they're going shopping at the grocery store or other stores in town where those fireworks tents are, so that the trip is a little bit more out of the way. The other thing is studying more on where people can set those fireworks off. And a lot of the conversation revolved around kind of that First Avenue corridor along with Second Street and kind of that business district. A lot of the places where folks would stop and watch the Chamber's firework display on the 4th of July, because there were some reports of people having some close calls with fireworks being set off as people were parked there to watch the fireworks. The other thing they're looking at is changing the fine structure to a municipal infraction, and that would be a lot easier for the officers to write. And what they're looking at doing is making it so that the officers could write the property owner or the tenant of the property that fireworks are being shot off at, as opposed to a specific person and identifying that person that was shooting off the fireworks, kind of more in the vein of a disruptive household type of situation. So a lot of good options. The other thing I asked the committee about was kind of, what would the budgetary needs be to be able to effectively and efficiently enforce this over that holiday period? Because typically there's, you know, two, maybe three officers on the night of the 4th of July. If we have all these extra precautions and restrictions, we're going to need to be able to enforce those effectively. So asked them to kind of put together a little estimate of what the budget impact would be and what we would need to do to have more officers on, probably in a couple weeks leading up to the 4th of July, and especially that night of the 4th of July. So really looking towards that, and I think they're going to be working with our city attorney, Dwayne Dalen, on drafting an ordinance to bring back to City Council for consideration.
Well, perfect. Is there anything that I forgot to bring up or anything else you'd like to mention while I have you here or anything else you should have on our radar?
I think one of the things is talking about the storm cleanup. We're kind of wrapping that up. This week we're doing the final pickups curbside. After that, residents will be asked to haul their storm debris to the dog park dump site. Also, the expectation that the city has and that homeowners should have is that if you're hiring a tree contractor, that they should be hauling that tree debris for you. It's kind of you're paying for that service and you should be getting that service from them if they're going to be doing tree work. So we're going to kind of start cutting off that curbside pickup. We've done two full rounds through town, and this is kind of our third and final pickup of people that have called in their tree piles. So after this week, that expectation that that'll be hauled to the dump site will be out there. So other than that, I don't have a whole lot, but I appreciate you having me on.
And that was our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.